生命不是一个名词。
Life is just not a noun.
你必须来到耶稣基督面前，你才能够知道它是什么回事。
Only when you come to Jesus, then you will know what they are.
我们再唱另外一首。
Let us sing another hymn.
Mm. 我们请先弹奏一次。会唱的唱大声一点哈。
主啊，你检查我心，主啊，你查看我心，望我在你面前赤裸敞开我心，我心我思，不说在你光中我心安息，和你生命沉溺清香，在你爱中承受你旨，此前盼望空作宝座。
第一节再一次。
主啊，你检查我心，主啊，你查看我心，望我在你面前赤裸敞开我心，我心我思，无所遁逃。在你光中我心安息，和你生命成你心香，在你爱中承受你旨，实现盼望空作宝座。主啊，你检查我心，主啊，你查看我心，唯有求我脱离愚昧恶习，得到上头智慧，清洁心灰。在你光中我心安息，得你生命成你心香，在你爱中承受你旨，实现盼望同作宝座。主啊，你检查我心，主啊，你查看我心，唯有诚心基督在我心中，唯有基督生命放在我身。在你光中我心安息，和你生命成你心香，在你爱中承受你旨，实现盼望同作宝座。
我们在里面祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们今天来到你的面前不是一件偶然的事。
Lord, it is not just a coincidence that we come before your presence.
尤其是今天我们许多的朋友来到当中，更不是件偶然的事。
Especially, it is not a coincidence for many of our friends come before us.
你爱他们。
You love him.
你为他们成就了他们没有想象到的那荣耀的救赎的工作。
You've accomplished the glorious salvation that they have never imagined.
求你圣灵在他们心中做人所不能做的工作。
Pray that your Holy Spirit work the work that man cannot do among their hearts.
当我们在那里听你的话的时候，
As we listen to your words,
主啊，你在我们的心中向我们显现启示你自己。
Lord, please manifest yourself, reveal yourself to us.
人没有遇见你，怎么能跟随你？
How can one follow you if they have not yet met you?
人没有遇见你，怎么能相信你？
If one has not yet met you, how can they believe you?
人没有遇见你，怎么会听你的话？
If one has not yet met you, how can they listen to your words?
人没有遇见你，怎么会觉得你的宝贝？
If one has not yet met you, how do they see how precious you are?
愿你在我们每一个人身上做震动的工作。
Pray that you do the great work of shaking among us.
也许我们没有预备好要认识你。
Maybe we have not yet prepared to know you.
也许我们没有预备好要跟随你。
Maybe we have not yet prepared to follow you.
但因着你爱我们的缘故。
But because you love us.
把我们翻到你的面前。
Turn us unto yourself.
因为你爱我们。
You love us.
你宝贝我们。
You are so precious of us.
是你创造我们。
You have created us.
你也付了极大的代价救赎我们。
And you have paid a great price to save us.
你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
愿你的怜悯充满在这个地方。
Pray that your mercy is full of this place.
愿你圣灵，主啊，把你的爱浇灌在这里。
Pray that your Holy Spirit pour down your love among here.
主啊，不是我们说什么。
Lord, not that what we say.
我们需要遇见你。
We need to meet you.
我们求你显现。
Pray that you manifest yourself.
加力量给我们的弟兄。
Give strength to our brother.
是话语给我们的弟兄。
Grant your words to our brother.
叫我们一同来认识你。
So that we all together to know you.
一同亲近你。
To come close to you.
愿我们每一个人都扑倒在你的脚前。
Let each one of us prostrate before your feet.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
赞美你。
Praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我们给常见弟兄。
大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
我们念几处的圣经。
We will read several passages from the scripture.
我们先分到旧约的以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's first of all turn to in the Old Testament book of Isaiah chapter 53.
旧约圣经。
In the Old Testament.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
请我们弟兄姊妹帮忙朋友翻译一下。
We ask our brothers and sisters to help our friends to find this, to find the passage.
好，我来给大家念。
I will read.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？
Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
他被藐视，被厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视， 好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同室的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken.
他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich at his death, because he has done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
我们再读一处新约的圣经，在哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to the New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章
First Corinthians chapter 13
第八节的头一半，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
The first part of verse 8
verse 4
Love suffers
第四节
chapter 13 verse 4 the first portion Love suffers long and is kind
第五节中间爱是不求自己的益处。
the middle portion of verse 5, love does not seek its own.
第八节，爱是永不止息。
And then verse 8, love never fails.
好，下面我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
在耶稣基督复活的早晨，我们在这里一同的来敬拜你。
On the morning that our Lord resurrected, we are here to worship you.
你的名是永远可称颂的。
Your name shall be praised in eternity.
从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是永远被称颂的。
From the place of the sunrise to the place of the sunset, the name of the Lord shall be praised.
因为你为我们成就了大事。
Because you have accomplished great for us.
早晨求你借着圣灵来开启我们。
This morning we ask you to reveal to us through your Holy
Spirit. 我们愿意放下我们的身段。
We are willing to put ourselves down.
我们愿意谦卑地来到主的面前。
We are willing to humbly come before our Lord.
让你来到我们的中间。
So that you can come amidst us.
甚至叫被掳的得释放。
So that all those who are captured can be free.
一切受压制的得到自由。
So that those who are oppressed can be free.
一切穷人有福音传给他们。
Those poor people, the gospel shall come upon them.
瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
The blind shall see and the crippled can walk.
叫一切死去的人都能够活过来。
So that all those who have died can be revived.
主，我们早晨求你在这里向我们施恩。
Lord, we ask you to be gracious to us this morning.
我们把我们自己都恭敬地交托在恩主的手中。
We place ourselves in your hands.
你越过我们每一个人的软弱。
Lord, we ask that you surpass all of our weaknesses.
让我们在这里都能听见神儿子的声音。
So that here we may hear the voice of the Son of the God.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray that the Lord will have mercy
on us. 用你自己的同在护庇我们。
That your presence guide us, shield us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天早晨我们在这里和弟兄姊妹和亲爱的朋友，我们主要来交通以赛亚书五十三章。
This morning, together with the brothers and sisters and our friends, we are here to have fellowship on Isaiah chapter 53.
我们知道以赛亚乃是旧约中一位非常有名的先知。
We know that Isaiah is a very famous prophet in the Old Testament.
五十三章是整卷以赛亚书的核心。
Chapter 53 is the core of the book of Isaiah.
如果我们不知道这一章的圣经，
If we don't know this chapter in the scripture,
我们很难对神的救恩有一个完整的认识。
It is difficult for us to have a full understanding of God's salvation.
我们知道在主前大概七百年的时候，
We know that about 700 years before the Lord came,
以赛亚被神的圣灵感动，写下这些的启示。
Isaiah was moved by the Holy Spirit and wrote down these prophets.
那么等过了七百年以后，
After 700 years,
这里面所写的每一件事都应验在主耶稣基督的身上。
Everything that is written here has been realized in Jesus Christ.
很多的人因着读了以赛亚书五十三章，
Many people, because they read Isaiah chapter 53,
他们知道主耶稣在十字架上所成功的，
They understand, they know what the Lord has accomplished on the cross.
他们知道历史的记载，
They know the historical records.
他们里面起了敬畏神的心。
In their heart, they became respectful of the Lord.
他们知道这不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言。
They know that these are not just rumors that are made up.
这些乃是神永远不改变的话语。
These are God's words that will never change.
因为只有这一位创造宇宙万有的神。
Because only this Lord who has created the universe.
他能够说出将来发生的事。
Can he prophesy about the future?
没有一个假神。
There is not a single.
没有任何一个人。
There's not a single person.
可以讲将来发生的事。
Can talk about what will happen in the future.
只有这一本的圣经。
Only this Bible.
只有神的话语。
Only God's words.
他是独一的真神。
He is the only true God.
只有他能够说出将来发生的事。
Only he can prophesy about the future.
我们知道在上个世纪中叶 middle of last century.
In the middle of the last century.
我们知道在人类历史上有一个最重要的考古发现。
We know that there was one of the most important archaeological findings.
在死海古卷的里面。
In the scroll of the Dead Sea,
人发现我们今天手中所读到的以赛亚书。
Men found that the book of Isaiah that we are reading today,
和在主耶稣降世之前两百多年前的那些圣经的古卷，一个字都不差。
That comparing it to the scroll that were written 200 years before the coming of the Lord, there is not a single word that is different.
神很恩待这个时代的人。
The Lord has been very gracious to people.
神知道在末世的时候，人信耶稣不容易。
The Lord knows that in the last days, it is difficult for people to believe.
他特别把这些的证据摆在我们的眼前。
He especially placed these evidence before our eyes.
这是神的话语。
This is the word of God.
这是神的启示。
This is the revelation of God.
那么当我们在这里来读的时候，
And as we read this,
我们知道这一章的圣经，你可以说它是主耶稣在地上生活的一个缩影。
You can say that these verses is a condensed version of the life of Jesus in this world.
我们知道当我们的主在地上行走的时候，
We know that when our Lord walked in this world,
我不知道当你在读四福音的时候，四福音书的时候，你有没有这样一个感觉？
I don't know if you have such a feeling when you're reading the four books of gospel.
我们主在地上，公开出来服侍这么长久的时间。
Our Lord publicly served for such a long time.
他从来没有一次证明过有神。
He did not for once prove that there is God.
他从来没有做过这样的事。
He's never done such a thing.
他也没有说可以拿一个什么样的一个科学的证据来给我们看一下。
He also never showed us any scientific evidence.
其实他完全可以这样做。
In reality, he can do this.
万物都是借着他造的。
All things are made through him.
他随便拿一样过来，就让我们惊得目瞪口呆的。
He can just take one thing and we will be truly astonished.
比如说他曾经指着天上的飞鸟。
As an example, he once pointed to the birds in the sky.
你们看天空的飞鸟。
He said, look at the birds that are in the sky.
今天有多少的人有时间看天空的飞鸟？
Today, how many of you actually have time to look at the birds in the sky?
你知道如果你研究飞鸟的话。
You know, if you study these birds.
有一种的鸟叫做啄木鸟。
There's a one type of bird called the woodpeckers.
这个啄木鸟是非常小的一种的鸟。
The woodpeckers are very small.
如果你去研究研究的话，你会发现非常的奇妙。
If you actually study them, you'll find that they are very special.
你知道它在那里啄那个木头的时候
，You know, as they chip away the wood.
它那个嘴要这个迅速的去碰到那个树干。
That its mouth must very fast, very quickly touch the trunk of the tree.
你知道那个速率是多少吗
？Do you know what is the frequency?
160公里每小时。
It is 160 kilometers per hour.
你知道今天如果我们开车，你开60公里每小时。
Today, if you drive and you drive 60 kilometers per
hour, 你忘了带这个 C 表这个安全带。
And you've forgotten to wear your seatbelt.
然后突然有一个紧急的刹车。
And then you brake suddenly.
这个科学家已经给你测验好了。
The scientists have already tested for you.
当你撞到顶风前面的顶风玻璃的时候，
By the time you hit the windshield,
你会从那里冲出去。
You'll just go through it.
如果是160公里每小时的话，
If you're going 160 kilometers an hour,
你活命的几率是很小的。
There is very small chance that you will survive.
这些啄木鸟每天都以这么高的速率在那里啄。
These woodpeckers, they are chipping away the wood at such fast speed every day.
而且它每啄一下，它的眼睛一定要闭上的。
And as it chips, every time it chips on the wood, its eyes are closed.
如果它不闭的话，眼珠一定冲出去。
If it doesn't close its eyes, then the eyeballs will just burst out.
今天还没有一个人找到一个瞎眼的啄木鸟。
Today, no one has found a blind woodpecker.
他每啄一下，他的眼睛就准确的要把它闭上。
Every time it hits the wood, it must accurately close its eye.
它也没有变得很笨很笨的一个鸟。
And it hasn't turned into a very stupid bird.
它非常准确的可以找到那个虫子所在的地方。
It very accurately finds where the worms are.
当这个啄木鸟非常响的把它这个木头啄个洞的时候
，When the woodpecker very loudly chips a hole in the tree，
你以为这些小虫子会等在那里让它吃吗
？Do you think these little worms are just waiting there to be eaten？
它们一定藏得远远的。
They are all hidden far away。
那么它怎么能够吃到这些虫子呢
？So how can it eat these worms？
它有一个很长很长的舌头。
It has a very long tongue。
它就把它伸到那个洞里面去。
And then it would stick the tongue into the hole.
然后它上面还要分泌特别的一种的胶水。
And then on the tongue there is a special type of fluid.
这种胶水不粘木头。
This kind type of fluid, this type of glue does not stick to
trees. 因为有很多的木屑在上面，它不粘的。
Because there are a lot of wood dust, and but it doesn't stick onto the tongue.
它只粘那个虫子。
It only sticks onto the worm.
等它把那个虫子放回来以后
，When it retrieves the worm，
它还有一个解胶水的东西
，And has something that will get rid of the glue.
然后它把它就吃下去
，And then it eats the worm.
这还不是最奇妙的地方
，And this is not even the most amazing part.
最奇妙的是它这个舌头往哪里放
？The most amazing thing is this tongue. Where does it place it？
你知道啄木鸟它那个前的那个 beak， 那个嘴是非常窄的。
You know the beak of the woodpecker is very narrow.
你绝对放不下去的。
It has no place to hold it.
它也不能放在外面逛来逛去。
And it can't just let it hang outside.
神就给它一个地方放它。
And God has given it a place to place it.
给它在脑部的底下有一个腔。有一个 vacuum。
Oh, there's a vacuum inside the woodpecker.
从它的脖子这地方可以伸进去。
That through the throat, it can stick it up.
然后把它的舌头藏在那里。
And then it can hide the tongue in the vacuum.
我相信，如果主耶稣在那个时候拿一只鸟来给当时的百姓听的话
，I think if the Lord had just taken a woodpecker to show to the people of that time,
他们真的要惊呆了。
They will be amazed.
他们觉得神的创造是何等的奇妙。
They will see how amazing is God's creation.
跟你发现非常的稀奇。
But you will find that it's very amazing.
我们的主从来不做这样的事。
Our Lord has never done such a thing.
一次都没有。
Not a single time.
当他指着飞鸟的时候
，When he points to the birds.
他说什么
？What did he say？
他说：“你看飞鸟哈。
”He said, "Look at these birds."
神都养活的。
That God cares for them.
更何况你们呢
？Then what about you？
如果你仔细读那一段圣经的话。
If you carefully read those words,
在马太福音第六章。
It is in the book of Matthew's chapter.
在那里面，主给我们一个非常重要的启示。
Here, the Lord has shown us a very important revelation.
天鸟是飞鸟，他们是有神的。
That the birds in sky, they have God. They have God.
但是他们是没有天父的。
But they do not have a heavenly father.
只有你们是有天父的。
Only you have heavenly father.
人和飞鸟是完全不同的。
The men and birds are completely different.
人和猴子也是完全不同的。
Men and monkeys are completely different.
人是有天赋的。
Men have a heavenly father.
人在神的所有创造物里面是非常非常特别的。
That men among all of God's creation is very special.
只有人是有天赋的。
Only men has a heavenly father.
天使都没有天赋。
Not all angels do not have heavenly father.
所有其他受造之物都只有神。
All other creations only have God.
主说，神养活飞鸟。
The Lord says that the God takes care of the bird.
难道天父不顾到你们的需要吗
？Yet will not the Father care for you?
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
当人远离天父的时候
，When men are far away from the heavenly Father,
人感觉自己真的像猴子一样
，Then men feel like we are like monkeys.
人觉得自己是没有天赋的
Men feel as if we do not have Father.
有的时候, 你知道, 有些朋友他们在讲进化论。
You know, sometimes friends talk about evolution.
我们以为进化论所讲的乃是说, 到底人从哪里而来。
We think that evolution talks about exactly where do men come from.
到底是进化来的呢? 还是神创造来的?
Did men evolve or were men created?
其实这不是进化论。 背后的那个真正的那个意思。
But that is not the true meaning behind evolution.
进化论背后的那一个灵是什么呢?
What is the spirit behind evolution?
进化论背后那个灵乃是告诉人说你是没有天赋的。
The spirit behind evolution is telling men you do not have a heavenly father.
所以你发现今天很多的是我们在辩论进化论。
You see, today many times we're debating about evolution.
其实我们是可以辩赢的。
We can win that debate.
实在说了，我辩赢过很多次。
I've won many times.
我是学生物的。
I'm a biologist.
但我跟你讲，我辩赢了没有用的。
But it doesn't matter after I win.
你就是辩赢了，他觉得自己还是动物。
After you win, that person will still feel like he's an animal.
我从前是进化的一只动物。
I am an animal that has been evolved.
我今天是神造的一只动物。
Today I am an animal created by God.
圣经上说, 福音本是神的大能。
The scripture says, gospel is the power of God.
乃是要拯救一切相信的人。
To save all those men who believe.
很多的人一直以为自己是动物。
Many people always think that they're animals.
就算他头脑接受了主,
Even if their head, their mind, accepts
福音的大能在他身上显不出来,
The power of the gospel cannot be revealed on him.
他过的日子和世人没有任何的分别。
The life he lives is no different from any other man in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的朋友,
Dear friends,
我们的主他为什么一直告诉我们你们的父,
Why does our Lord keep on saying, Your Father, Your Father?
你如果仔细读圣经,
If you carefully read the scripture,
当他在那里告诉人的时候,
When he is telling men,
他不说你们的神,
He doesn't say, Your God.
他说你们的天父,
He says, Your Father in heaven.
为什么?
Why?
因为他知道我们人心里所存的是什么。Because
he knows what is in our heart.
他知道我们今天为什么相信没有神。Because
he knows why today we believe there is no God.
为什么我们对神的事情无所谓。Why
is it that we care so little for things of God?
为什么今天我们上班的时候都准时到的。Why
is it that we always go to work on time?
为什么我们来聚会就可以迟到。Why
is it that we are always late when we come to church?
我们里面有一个感觉,
Because in our heart,
神不够爱我,
there is a feeling that God does not love us enough.
就算他存在,
even if he exists,
他不够爱我,
he doesn't love us enough.
主告诉我们他爱我们,
the Lord tells us that he loves us.
他是我们的父,
he is our Father.
他从永远到永远爱着我们。
From eternity to eternity, he loves us.
人什么时候知道这个爱?
Whenever man knows this love,
人什么时候明白这件事?
Whenever man understands this,
人就不会随便,
then man will not take it so lightly.
人就不会再怀疑,
then man will no longer doubt.
我们见到过这样的朋友,
we have seen friends like this.
他们头脑已经想清楚了,
in their mind, it's clear.
他跟我说一定有神。
He tells me there must be a God.
但是你说问他说你要不要接受耶稣呢?
Then you ask him, do you want to receive Jesus Christ?
他一拖给你拖好几年。
And then he can just drag it on for years.
这样的人像什么呢?
What kind of manner is like this?
他们自己说他们是这儿进去的。
They say that they have go in from the head.
他们这儿还在那边。
But their heart is still not there.
但还有一般的朋友。
But there's another group of friends.
我记得有一次我们在传福音的时候,
I remember one time when we were preaching the gospel.
有几个年长的朋友,
there were a few elderly friends.
他们听完福音以后, 他们跟我们讲,
After they heard the gospel, they told us.
他说我们非常的感动,
they said, we are very moved.
我们这儿都进去了,
they said, it has gone into our heart.
这儿已经进去了。Here, you already enter into.
Here, the Lord has already entered.
不是，他们的心已经进入，他们的心已经进去了。
Their heart is already in.
说这就是我们这儿进不去。
But they said our head it doesn't go in.
我们的这儿有很多的难处。
Here we have much difficulty.
我们是共产党员。
We are communists.
我们是被教了一辈子的唯物主义。
We have been taught about materialism all of our life.
但是我们这儿真的已经进去了。
But our heart that is already in.
可你读圣经，圣经怎么说呢？
But if you read the scripture, what does it say?
凡心里相信的。必然得救。
It says all those who believe in their hearts will be saved.
这儿进去的不得救。
If it goes in the head, you're not saved.
这儿进去的每个都得救。
If your heart goes in, then everyone is saved.
那几个年长的朋友后来都一一的为主做见证。
All of those elderly brothers and sisters, they one by one testified for the Lord.
人摸到神的爱，人就不会随便。
If man has touched upon the love of God, then man will not take it lightly.
爱乃是一个约束的力量。
Because love is a constraining force.
有一个放荡的儿子。
There is a wandering son.
他到外面学坏。
He went outside and learned many bad things.
甚至染上了毒瘾。
To a point that he was addicted to drugs.
那么他欠了钱。
He owed money.
他回来跟他的守寡的母亲说：“对不起，我欠了很多钱。”
He came home and said to his widowed mother, "I owed much money."
我需要坐到监牢里一段时间。
I need to go to jail for a while.
有些的钱，一些的债务，可能需要母亲来还。
All these money, mother, you need to repay for me.
那么，当他从监牢里出来的时候
，When he came out from the jail,
他还去赌。
He went gambling again.
有一天他回家的时候
，One day when he went home，
他的母亲的手砸了，破了。
His mother's finger was broken。
他说：“母亲，你的手为什么砸破了
？”And he said, "Mom, why is your finger broken?"
因为他的母亲去给人家抬砖。
Because his mother went to lift bricks for others。
一分钱一分钱还他儿子的债。
Penny by penny to return her son's debt.
当这个浪子看见母亲的手指头的时候
，When his son saw the mother's finger,
他说：“母亲，我再也不赌了。”
He said, "Mother, I will never gamble again."
我知道你太爱我了。
Because you love me too much.
我从前觉得你都不关心我。
Before I felt that you never care for me.
当他看见母亲的爱的时候
，When he saw the love of his mother,
他再也不随便。
Then he will no longer take it lightly.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters，
神认识我们
，God knows us。
他知道，当人怀疑神爱的时候
，He knows that when men doubt about God's love，
过不多久，你就要怀疑神的存在。
Then not too much longer, not much later, you will doubt His existence。
我们知道，人类的最早的祖先，他们就是这样。
We know that men's ancestors, they were like that.
他们开始并不是说没有神。
At the beginning, they didn't say that there is no God.
但开始的时候，他们怀疑神的慈爱。
But at the beginning, they doubted about God's love.
他们觉得神不够爱他们。
They felt that God did not love them enough.
好像神留下什么好处不给他们一样。
It was as if God was holding back some good things from them.
他们开始怀疑神的慈爱。
They started to doubt God's loving kindness.
所以你发现人类就越来越来离神就越远。
And then you see men drift farther and farther away from God.
到了一个地步，人以为真的就没有神。
To a point that men think there is no God.
那么我们要问一个问题。
Then we must ask a question.
为什么
？Why?
为什么人会怀疑神的慈爱呢？
Why is it that men doubt God's loving kindness?
其实对于今天生活在地上的我们这些的很多的学生来讲
，Actually, for those of us who the students who are living in this world today,
在我们的头脑里，我们明明知道神一定是存在的。
In our head, we know that God must exist.
如果你是搞一点点现代科学的
，If you study a little bit of modern science,
你里面真的很清楚。
Then in you, you clearly know.
你知道你碰不出来的。
You know that it cannot just happen.
除非你自己昧着良心说话。
unless you speak without your conscience.
除非你在跟基督徒在吵架的时候。
Unless you're fighting with a Christian.
但是当你自己静静下来摸摸良心的时候。
But as you quietly seek within your conscience.
人明明知道神是存在的。
The man knows that God exists.
就为什么人今天都相信没有神呢？
Then why is it that men believe there is no God?
因为人怀疑神的慈爱。
Because men doubt God's loving
kindness. 人为什么怀疑神的慈爱呢？
Why does men doubt God's loving kindness?
一个很重要的原因就是因为苦难的存在。
One big reason is because of the existence of suffering.
为什么会有这些事发生？
Why do these things happen?
为什么这些事临到我的身上？
Why do these things come onto me?
他们是好人。
These are good people.
他们为什么经历这么悲惨的事情？
Why do they have to go through so much sorrow?
他们犯了什么罪?
What sin have they committed?
为什么他们遭遇这些的难处?
Why do they encounter these difficulties?
为什么那些恶人那么痛苦?
Why do these evil people are, why are they prosperous?
神怎么不去管管他们?
Why doesn't God look over them?
如果神把他们一个一个的都把他摆到断头台上去。
Why doesn't God discipline them if God just pushes all of them to, the, to beheaded?
我当然要信神。
Then I will of course believe in God.
为什么?
Why?
所以苦难的存在让人里面觉得神不爱我们。
Because of the presence of suffering, men in their heart believe that God does not love them.
他至少不是我们的父。
At least he is not our father.
他是很凶很凶的一位。
He is a very mean person.
所以我们中文说凶神恶煞。
Therefore, the Chinese people say that gods are
very,
that they look evil, that they look evil and mean.
所以你知道，当我们想到神的时候，神都是这个样子。
Therefore, whenever we think of God, that is the image we have.
所以你看，我们古人做偶像的时候，都一个个都是这个样子，都很可怕的。
Therefore, you see people from the old times, whenever they build, whenever they make the idols, that's what they look like.
你知道，实际上，如果我们冷静一下，其实苦难是可以解释的，对不对？
If we think about it, then we know that suffering, sorrows can be explained.
当然，那个时候苦难没有临到我们身上，对不对？
Because at that, but of course, at that time, the suffering is not upon me.
如果苦难没有临到我们身上，我们完全可以来解释的。
If the suffering is not upon us, then we can easily explain it.
你说如果说一直是阴天的 ，always cloudy day.
If it's always a cloudy day,
你不能够就证明没有太阳，对不对
？It doesn't prove that there's no sun.
天天都下雨。
If it rains every day,
天天都电闪雷鸣。
Every day it's thundering.
有谁可以因着这个缘故就证明说没有太阳呢？
Then who can use that as a reason to say that there is no sun?
所以从逻辑上来讲，如果有苦难，并不等于证明没有神。
Therefore, logically, just because there is suffering, it doesn't mean that there is no God.
而且我们知道，其实苦难对一个人的成长是有益处的。
And we know that suffering is beneficial to a person's growth.
一个小孩如果从来没有感冒过。
If a child has never caught a cold,
他的免疫力是非常低的。
Then his immunity is very low.
所以你等到了七个月、八个月的时候，他一般都要生一场病。
Therefore, when the baby is 7 or 8 months old, usually it would contract some illness.
但是他们就变得非常的强。
But then they grow to be very strong.
因为苦难对于生命来讲，其实不是个坏事。
Because suffering.For life is not a bad thing.
有的人从圣经里这样告诉我们。
And others tell us such things from the scripture.
神不错，他掌管一切。
It is correct that God is sovereign over all things.
但是神他除灭苦难的日子还没有到。
But the day that God will take away suffering, that day is not here.
他有一天是真的要把苦难全除掉的。
One day he will take away all suffering.
擦干人一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away all men's tears.
但是在神的眼中，对于今天生活在世上的人，苦难带来的益处比没有苦难的益处更多。
But in God's eye, for people of this world, the benefits of having suffering outweighs the benefits of having no suffering.
但是当苦难真的临到我们身上的时候，
But when suffering is actually on us, actually come to us,
这些解释都不会帮助我们。
None of these explanations are helpful.
我们会说神在哪里？
We would ask, where is God?
当我在那里受苦的时候，神到底在哪里？
When I am suffering, where is God?
为什么神不稍微的改变一下？
Why doesn't God change?
有时候就差零点几秒啊。
It was just a fraction of a second.
那个车就撞不上。
Then car wouldn't hit.
神怎么就这样的让我就遭遇这样的难处呢？
How can God let me encounter these things?
当先知以赛亚被神启示的时候，
When prophet Isaiah was, when God revealed to him,
那这里他在告诉我们神的爱。
Here he is telling us about God's love.
但这里写的都是苦难。
But all these things that is written here are about suffering.
所以先知就说，我们所传的有谁信呢？
Therefore, the prophet says, "Who has believed our report?"
耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
谁相信这些的话呢？
Who will believe these words?
苦难和爱是不能够连在一起的。
Love and suffering cannot be connected.
在我们人的感觉里，苦难和爱是不能够放在一起的。
In our mind, suffering and love cannot be connected together.
如果他这么慈爱的神。
If he is such a loving God,
怎么忍心让他的儿女，让他的孩子们受这么大的艰难？
Then how can he bear his children suffer so much?
我们星期五讲到这头一节的圣经。
On Friday, we talked about the first verse.
我们所传的有谁信呢？
Who has believed our report?
我们那里告诉我们说，其中一个很重要的原因，就是人不晓得福音是什么。
We said one of the most important reasons is because men do not know what is gospel.
人常常以为福音乃是让人去迷信。
Men think that gospel is something that is superstitious.
让你去信有神。
For you to believe there is a God.
让你去宗教。
For you to go towards religion.
这都不是福音。
These are not gospels.
福音乃是要把我们从罪里面拯救出来。
Gospel is to save us from sin.
福音乃是让我们和天父上帝有生命的连结。
Gospel is for us to be connected with our Father.
福音乃是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
Gospel will believe that those who will love.
It's the power of God.福音乃是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
Gospel is the power of God to save all those who believe.
无论你今天处在什么样的光景，
No matter what kind of condition
you are in. 无论你今天觉得你的里面光景如何，
No matter what kind of condition you feel you are in.
只要是你接受了福音，
As long as you receive the gospel.
福音的大能要彰显在你的身上。
The power of gospel will manifest on yourself.
这是我们星期五跟大家交通的。
This is what we share on Friday.
所以星期五我们只讲了这一节圣经的头一半。
We only share the first portion of this scripture.
今天我们要说人为什么不相信福音的第二个问题。
Today we will talk about the second question, why people do not believe in gospel.
就是苦难的存在。
That is the existence of suffering.
因着苦难的缘故。
Because of suffering.
多少的人，他们里面甚至仇恨神。
There are so many people who hate God.
他们觉着神恨他们。
They feel that God hates them.
你觉着神他们好远好远。
They feel that God is so far away from them.
苦难。和爱是绝不能放在一起的。
Suffering and love cannot be put together.
但是当我们刚才读到哥林多前书那段圣经的时候，
But as we just read the First Corinthians scripture，
那里特别告诉我们爱和苦难是连在一起的。
Here especially tells us that love and suffering are connected together.
人都在寻找爱，对不对？
Everyone is looking for love.
谁都希望别人爱自己，对不对？
And everyone hopes that other people love us.
但是人却一直不晓得什么是爱。
But people do not know what is love.
那你告诉我们什么是爱呢？
Here tells us what is love.
爱乃是恒久忍耐。
Love suffers long.
在原文，刚才我们姊妹念的，爱乃是长久的受苦。
Love is long suffering.
而且又有恩慈。
And is kind.
就是欢欢喜喜的在长久的痛苦里面而忍耐。
Is that being patient in the long suffering joyfully?
这是爱。
That is love.
所以当你读以赛亚书五十三章的时候，
So as you read the chapter 53 of Isaiah,
这是整本圣经里面爱的诗篇。
This is the love psalm of among the whole Bible.
我们仔细来看一下。
Let's see clearly here.
这里面一共有十二节。
There are 12 verses.
它正好分成四段。
There are four parts.
每三节是一段。
Each three verses are in one part.
在头一段里面，它告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us in the first part?
它告诉我们，爱啊，它乃是来经历苦难。
It tells us that love is to let us suffer.
是 experience.
Experience suffering.
The suffering, yeah.神并不是说逃避苦难。
God does not say here we escape from
suffering. 人不喜欢苦难。
People do not like suffering.
人最讨厌苦难。
People hate to be suffered.
但是我们的神他来经历苦难。
But our God experienced suffering.
因为他除去苦难的时间还没有到。
Because he has the time that he removes suffering has not come.
他不甘心让我们人留在这些痛苦的当中。
It is not his will to leave us in the suffering.
因着他亲自来经历这个苦难的缘故。
Because he has himself come to experience the suffering.
他可以成为我们的安慰。
He can become our comfort.
我们的神他造我们。
Our God has created us.
他认识我们。
He knows us.
他知道一个人如果在苦难中能够得到安慰的话。
He knows that if one is able to experience comfort through suffering,
苦难对他是祝福。
Then suffering becomes a blessing for him.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，这是非常非常稀奇的一件事。
It is an amazing thing, brothers and sisters and dear friends.
你就别说信主的人。
Not for those who believe on Lord.
就是你不信主。
Even if you do not believe in the Lord.
如果你在苦难中得到了安慰。
If you experience comfort,In your suffering,
你不仅胜过这个苦难
，Not only you overcome suffering,
你甚至可以活得比从前更好
，And you live even better than before.
那么在这个世界上，谁能真正的安慰我们呢
？And who is the one who can truly comfort us in this world?
如果一个人从来没有经历过苦难，他怎么会安慰你呢
？If one has not yet experienced suffering, how can he comfort you?
他所讲的都是道理，就是了。
All he talks about are theories.
根本不能进到你的感觉的里面。
They cannot enter into your true feelings.
当那些这个家庭被破坏的时候。
When the families are being broken.
那些这个因着另一半有外遇的缘故离婚的那些人。
Those who got divorced because of adultery.
那些人他里面的那个痛苦，你能安慰吗？
Can you comfort them what they are suffering inside?
如果你没有一点经历的话，
If you have not even any experience,
你根本没有办法跟他讲话。
You cannot even talk to them.
但是我们的主，他为了能够来安慰我们。
But our Lord, because He wants to come to comfort us.
他甘愿来到这地上忍受一切的苦难。
He is willing to come to this earth to experience all the suffering.
他被藐视,
He's being despised.
他被厌弃,
He's being hated.
他多受痛苦, 长经忧患,
A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
他被人好像掩面不看的一样,
As if he was hidden from them.
没有一个人可以, 那个时候要来尊重他,
Nobody respects him.
当然如果你是个经历苦难的人,
Of course, if you are someone experiencing suffering,
但是你没有活在神面前的话,
But if you have not yet lived before God,
如果你没有从神那里有恩典的话,
If you have not yet received grace from
God, 你经历的苦难越多, 你就越瞧不起别的人,
The more suffering you experience, the more you despise others.
你们这点苦算得什么?
You only experience little suffering.
3年自然带我都过来了, 三年的那个, whatever, yeah. 你们这点苦啊, 真是算不得什么的。
What you experience is really nothing.
你根本没办法安慰人的。
You cannot comfort people.
你只能在那里定罪别人。
You can only condemn them.
本来已经很难过了。
They already feel so bad.
在你面前只能灰溜溜地走开。
And they can only walk away even more sorrowing.
你看人家都那么大难处都过来了。
You see, they even overcome those big difficulties.
那我这点不就是小菜一碟吗?
Then what I suffer is only little thing.
我们的主他生长在耶和华面前。
Our Lord lived before Jehovah.
他在神的恩典里面来经历着一切的痛苦。
He has suffered through all the, He has experienced all the sufferings in the grace of God.
他在这些痛苦里面他领受神的安慰。
Through those sufferings, he received the comfort of God. So he's able to comfort each one of us.
亲爱的朋友, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear friends and dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道今天你在神的面前, 你摸摸里面的感觉,
touch your true feelings before God.
你里面需要安慰吗?
Do you really need to be comforted inside?
这位耶稣基督可以安慰你。
This Lord Jesus Christ can comfort you.
在这个中国大陆,
In China,
在那一段政府, 这个逼迫这个神的儿女的时候,
When the government is prosecuting God's children,
那么有一般的, 姊妹们就被下放到一个农场里面。
A lot of sisters are being put down to the farm.
这个工作是非常劳苦的。
They labor very hard.
我们可以想象他们所过的是什么日子。
We can imagine what kind of life they live.
他们每天中午只有很小的两个dumpling,两个包子。
They only had 2 dumplings during lunch.
那么这个时间很短,吃了以后又赶紧要去干活。
Time was very short. They had to work immediately after they ate.
有一个很年轻的姊妹,
A very young sister.
她拿着发给她的两个包子,
He took the 2 dumplings.
她在那里感谢她的神,
She thanked her God.
虽然是在这样的痛苦的里面,
Even in this great suffering,
她还继续为她的神做见证,
She still gave testimony for her God.
当她闭眼睛祷告的时候,
As she closed her eyes to pray,
有一只狗跑过来,
a dog came,
把她的一个包子叼走,
took away one of her dumplings.
我们的姊妹哭了,
Our sister cried.
我就这么两个包子,
I only had 2 dumplings.
这个下午多么繁重的劳动,
I had a great labor toiling this afternoon.
这是为什么?
Why, God?
当她在那祷告的时候,
As she was praying,
那个狗又回来了,
The dog came back.
把她整个饭盒就给拿走了,
took away all of her lunchbox.
我们的姊妹没有办法,
Our sister couldn't do anything.
她只好去追那个狗,
She chased after the dog.
因为如果不吃饭的话, 没有办法胜任那样繁重的工作。
She could not work if she could not eat.
还用尽她全身的力气去追那个狗,
She chased after the dog with all her effort.
当她跑出去的时候,
As she ran out,
他刚才坐的地方全都塌陷,
Where she sat all collapsed.
他回头看的时候,
As she turned back,
主我感谢,
She said, Lord, I thank you.
神就借着这点点的小事安慰了他,
God has comforted her through this little thing.
因着这一点点的安慰,
because of this little comforting.
多少年痛苦的生活,
all those years of suffering.
她里面欢欢喜喜,
she felt truly joyful.
她知道神与她同在,
she knows God's presence is with her.
不仅她在神面前得到了这样的供应,
not only she received this grace,
在那个农场里每一个姊妹,
all those sisters among that farm get encouraged.
弟兄姊妹, 亲爱的朋友, 我们的神,
brothers and sisters, dear friends, our God can comfort us. He knows how to comfort us.
不错,
true, there is suffering.
但是这里有一位在苦难中来安慰我们的神,
but there is this God who can comfort us through suffering.
迎着他的安慰,
through his comforting.
让我们今天可以得胜有余,
so we can be more than overcomers.
这是我们的神,
this is our God.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
他为我们经历痛苦,
he experienced suffering for us.
他为我们经历苦难,
he experienced suffering for us.
人是要远离苦难,
man would like to get away from suffering.
但是神的爱, 乃是要来经历这些的苦难,
but God's love is to experience the suffering.
那么在第二段, 他告诉我们, 爱不仅来经历苦难,
the second part tells us that love is not only come to experience,
他更来担当我们的苦难,
and he come to bore our griefs.
他担当我们担当不起的苦难,
he bore the grief that we cannot bear.
弟兄姊妹, 亲爱的朋友,
brothers and sisters, dear friends,
我们以为我们今天受了很多的苦,
we thought that we have gone through a lot of sufferings.
但是照着我们所犯的罪,
but according to the sin we commit,
圣经上告诉我们,
Bible tells us,
他从来没有照着我们的过犯来待我们,
he has never treated us according to our iniquities.
因为罪所带来那真正的痛苦没有一个人可以担得起的,
because no one can bear the true suffering that sin brings.
在圣经里告诉我们, 罪和神的距离有多远, 你知道吗?
Bible tells us, do you know how far is the sin that's apart from God?
像东与西那么远,
like the east with west.
如果神照着我们犯罪的光景来惩罚我们的话,
if God punishes us according to the condition we sin,
我们每一个人和神的距离就跟罪和神的距离是一样的,
each one of us distance with God is like the sin's distance with God.
这样的痛苦没有人可以承担的,
nobody can bear this kind of suffering.
是和神完全的远离,
so far away from God.
完全没有神的生活,
has nothing to do with God.
没有一点的光,
no light at all.
没有一点的爱,
there's no love at all.
没有任何的亲情,
there's no family closeness.
弟兄姊妹, 只有我们的主为我们上十字架上的时候,
only when our Lord gone to the cross for us.
圣经上特别说, 神向他掩面,
the Bible says that even God turned his face away from him. God has left him.
你知道和主耶稣同钉在十字架的那个时候有还有两个罪犯, 对不对?
There were two other criminals that also crucified on the cross together with our Lord.
神没有向他们掩面,
God did not turn away from them.
神不能看罪,
God could not look at sin.
但是神一直看着罪人,
but God always looked at sinners.
人无论怎么抵挡他,
no matter how men against him,
无论人多么不讲理,
regardless how man does not talk about
reasoning,
how much that man does not look at their own conscience,
我们的神的眼睛没有离开过我们,
our God's eyes never left us.
但是当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候,
but when Lord Jesus was hanged on the cross,
圣经上说, 神使他成为罪,
the Bible says that God made him become sin.
不是罪人,
he is not a sinner.
他成为我们的罪,
he become our sin.
神一定要向罪掩面的,
God must turn away from sin.
这是我们没有一个人可以承担起的,
nobody can bear this.
就是在十字架上的爱,
this is the love on the cross.
所以圣经上说, 当我们还在罪恶过犯中的时候,
so Bible says, as we were still yet in the sin's,
基督来为我们死,
Jesus Christ came to die for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God's love is manifested here.
爱不仅来经历痛苦。
Love does not only like experience suffering.
爱更是在这里担当我们担不起的痛苦。
Love also bears the suffering that we cannot bear.
其实每一个罪就是一个痛苦，对不对？
Don't you feel that each sin is a suffering?
我们中国人对圣经的认识是非常深刻的。
Us Chinese have a deep experience with Bible.
中国人是很有启示的。
We have a lot of revelation.
所以当我们在受苦的时候，
So as we suffer,
中国人就说我们在受罪。
Chinese people say that we are under suffering.
真受罪。
It's under sin.
东北人说真遭罪。
Chinese says that we are under sin.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道罪带来痛苦。
We know that sins bring suffering.
那么在这段圣经里非常的稀奇。
It's amazing in this part of scripture.
他说，因着他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
It says that because of his chastisement, so for our peace.
这是把我们从罪的刑罚底下拯救出来。
It is to save us from the chastisement of sin.
后面还有一句话。
There's one more sentence.
说因他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And with his stripes, we are healed.
我不知道你懂不懂这句话。
I don't know if you understand this.
今天人明白说，因他行的神迹，我得医治。
People understand that because of his miracles, signs.
今天你来到聚会里，有的时候你会发现弟兄姊妹在祷告。
Many times we come to the meeting, we find brothers and sisters praying.
人以为说他行了神迹，我们得医治。
People feel that because of his wonder signs, we got healed.
圣经里面从来没这么讲过。
It has never said that in the Bible.
圣经里却告诉我们，因他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
The Bible says that because of his stripes, we are healed.
这是非常稀奇的。
It's amazing here.
什么叫做鞭伤？
Why is called stripes?
如果你读圣经，你知道鞭子是干什么？
What do the strips for?
鞭子是为愚昧人的背所预备的。
Those are for the foolish back.
谁是愚昧人呢？
Who are the foolish ones?
谁是把背一直朝向了神呢？
Who are the ones to turn their back toward God?
人的己。
It's the self.
人的己是一直把自己的背朝向神的。
Humans self always turn the back towards God.
就这里面告诉我们，当神拯救我们的时候是两个方面。
So it talks about two parts when God saves us.
我们星期五只讲了一面。
We only talk about one part on Friday.
把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Deliver us from sin.
但这里面告诉我们，他不仅把我们要从罪里拯救出来。
But here it tells us that not only he would deliver us from sin,
他更要把我们从我们的自己里面拯救出来。
And furthermore, he will save us from ourselves.
这里面我们看得很清楚，很清楚。
We see it clearly.
己乃是一切罪、一切痛苦的泉源。
Self is all the origins of suffering.
人今天承认罪是有害的。
Man confess that things are harmful.
但是人最宝贵的就是这个己。
But what man most precious is self.
但是当人如果没有因着他的鞭伤的缘故的话，
But if not because of his stripes,
如果你从来没有在神的面前看见你的己是需要被对付的话，
If you have never seen that how yourself needs to be dealt with,
就算你的苦难被带过去了，
Even if your sufferings are being brought away, you are still suffering.
什么叫做己呢？
What is self?
己就是照着自己的意思，不照着神的意思。
That is according to my will, not according to God's will.
我们在地上生活，总是要照着我们自己的意思。
We live on this world that we like to have our own will.
我们得救前，我们当然照着自己的意思。
Of course, before we are saved, we live on our own.
我们得救以后，我们有的时候照样照着我们自己的意思。
But after we are saved, sometimes we still walk according to our own will.
所以我们常常落在痛苦的当中。
So we are under suffering.
人的己是痛苦的那个来源。
The self is the origin of our sorrow.
人总是要照着自己的意思。
We always want to do
我们的意思总是最好的。
Our will is the best.
我带我儿子去教会。
I brought my son to church.
我让他说你走大路，你不要走那个沟。
I asked him to walk on the wider path, not the smaller one.
No, not the ditch.
Not the ditch. So my son likes to walk on the ditch.
那是他的意思。
It's his will.
然后他就掉到沟里。
Then he fell into the ditch.
然后他就躺在沟里。
And he lied down there.
给他换了很干净的衣服。
We changed clean clothes for him.
那么就成了很脏的衣服。
And the clean clothes we changed for him became dirty.
然后他起来就说, 妈咪, 你看, 你给我穿的衣服是脏的。
And he came up and said, Mom, you see the clothes you gave me is dirty.
亲爱的朋友, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果我们想想我们自己的话,
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, if we think about ourselves,
我们的己带给我们多少的痛苦?
How much sorrow do ourselves bring to us?
我们知道我们需要爱太太, 对不对?
We know that we need to love our wives.
我们照着我们自己的方式来爱我们的太太。
We love our wives according to our will.
我们不照着神的方式来爱我们的太太。We
do not love our wives according to God's way.
我爱你的方式就是不请你吃牛排。The
way I love you is that I never treat you with steaks.
因为我用我的心来爱你。Because
I love you with my heart.
这是我爱你的方式。This
is the way I love you.
我全心都爱你。I
love you with all my heart.
想吃牛排没门。
There's no way you eat steaks.
所以你知道你这个家绝对没有喜乐。
So you know this family has no joy.
这里说得非常清楚。
It talks about very clearly.
因他受的鞭伤, 我们得医治。
For his stripes, we were healed.
你真的想得医治吗?
Are you truly want to get healed?
耶稣基督在十字架上, 为你担当, 你担当不起的痛苦。
Lord Jesus on the cross has bear all the sorrow that you cannot bear.
如果你看见这件事,
if you see the thing,
你愿意接受十字架的救恩,
you would like to receive the salvation of the cross.
你不仅承认你是一个有罪的人,
not only you confess you are a sinner,
你承认你是一个以自我为中心的一个人,
but also confess that you are
self-centered. 你是一个照着自己意思而生活的一个人,
you live according to your own will.
所以主耶稣在克西马尼园怎么祷告呢?
So what does Lord Jesus pray in the Gethsemane?
父啊, 照你的意思, 不照我的意思。
Father, according to your will, not my will.
亲爱的朋友, 神的救恩是非常完全的。
Dear friends, God's salvation is perfect.
你不要以为我在这里讲一些好像跟你没有关系的事情。
Don't feel that we're here talking about something have nothing to do with.
如果在这件事上我们没有看见的话,
if we did not see in this thing,
就算你说你信了,
even if you believe,
你享受不到那个平安和喜乐,
you cannot enjoy the peace and joy.
你神的祭文这里写得很清楚,
it talks about God's salvation here clearly.
一面他受的刑罚,
on the one hand, with his chastisement our peace.
一面因着他的鞭伤,
also, for his stripes we are healed.
这里说, 如羊走迷,
we like sheep have gone astray.
这是犯罪。
That was sin.
偏行己路,
turn everyone to his own way.
那是我们人的己,
that's our self.
所以这里面看见主, 他为我们成功的救恩是何等的完全。
Let us see that how complete the salvation Lord has accomplished for us.
那么在第三段里面他告诉我们什么呢?
What does it tell us on the third part?
告诉我们说, 苦难显明爱的本质。
It says that suffering manifests the truth of love.
显明神就是爱。
Manifest that God is love.
我们知道神爱我们, 对不对?
We know that God loves us.
他爱我们到了一个地步, 为我们死在十字架上, 对不对?
He loves us to the point that he died on the cross for us.
但在这第三段, 他更告诉我们一件事。
But it tells us even further on this third part.
他告诉我们说神, 他就是爱。
It tells us that God is love.
这里面讲到主耶稣钉十字架的光景。
It talks about the condition that Lord Jesus was crucified.
这里说他好像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
It talks about his brow as a lamb.
好像那些羊在剪毛人的手下。
As a sheep before her shears.
他特别讲了一件事。
It talks about specially here.
就讲了他的口。
His mouth.
讲了三次。
It talks about three times.
口中没有诡诈。
There's no deceit in his mouth.
他这样的不开口,
He did not open his mouth.
他这样的默默无声,
he is dumb.
亲爱的朋友, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
我们都知道什么是十字架, 对不对?
We know what is cross.
如果你恨人恨到一个地步, 恨到极点, 你就把他钉在十字架上。
If you hate someone to the point that you just crucify him on the cross,
如果你还不够恨的话,
if you have not yet hated him,
你拿枪去打,
then you shot him with gun.
如果你真的特别恨这个人,
but if you truly hate this person,
你就把他钉在十字架上,
and you crucify him on the cross.
当你把他钉在十字架上的时候,
as you crucify him on the cross,
他拿你一点办法都没有,
he cannot do anything to you.
然后你就会羞辱他,
then you can put him to shame.
然后你让他里面充满了仇恨,
then you make him be full of hatred in him.
你看着他充满了仇恨的这样死掉,
and you see him die with hatred.
然后他嘴巴里面说了很多仇恨的话语,
and his mouth comes out of many hatred words.
你知道每一个被钉在十字架上都是这样的光景,
all those who are crucified on the cross has this type of condition.
他们都是含恨死去的,
they die with hatred.
但是当他们把主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候,
but when they crucify Lord Jesus on the cross,
他们想听到的, 他们没有听见,
they did not hear what they like to hear.
其实我们主说了很多的话, 对不对?
Our Lord said many words,
但他们想听的, 他们没有听见,
but they did not hear what they want to hear.
他们想听一些咒诅的话,
they want to hear the curse words.
他们想听一些仇恨的话语,
they want to hear those words with hatred.
但他们当把主耶稣钉在那里的时候,
but when they crucify Lord Jesus up there,
他们听见主说, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不晓得。
What they heard was, Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because what they did, they do not know.
我们这里有个杯子,
we have a cup here.
如果你把这个杯子钉在十字架是什么意思呢?
What does it mean if you crucify this cup on the cross?
你就把它砸了,
you just crash it.
这里面所存的都露出来,
everything inside will come out.
主耶稣在十字架上被压碎了,
Lord Jesus Christ was being crushed on the cross.
他里面所存的大家都看见,
everything he has inside that everyone will see.
他里面只有爱,
there's only love in him.
他就是爱,
he is love.
你怎么刺他, 他都出来爱,
no matter how you pierce him,
你怎么碰他, 都是爱,
no matter how much you touch him, that's
你把他砸碎了, 他还是爱,
he is still love when you crush him.
我们从前不是这样的,
we were not like this,
是不是? 朋友那是春天般的, 对不对? 朋友, friend is like a spring time, yeah. 那么至于仇敌的话, 那就像纽泽西的天气一样,
like toward friends, we are like toward spring, but if toward enemy, it's like New Jersey's
wind, cold weather.
Cold weather.
人不犯我, 我不犯人的,
if those who are not against me, then I will not be against them.
人若犯我, 我必犯人的,
but if someone does something to me, I will
我们这个人是碰不得的,
go against them. Nobody can touch us.
谁敢碰我们呢?
Who dare to touch us?
我儿子在跟我女儿在玩,
my son is playing with my daughter.
他就说, she hit me. She hit me.
He said that she hit me.
她碰我一下耶,
she touched me.
她碰我,
she touched me a little bit.
你知道在小的时候你这么喊, 对不对?
You know when you say that when you are young.
等你大了你不会这么喊。
When you grow up, you no longer say this.
你很会计算那个利害得失的。
Then you count all the profit and loss.
当你老板碰你一下的时候,
when your boss touch you,
你知道这个时候不能跟他吵的,
you know that you cannot argue with him.
你的生杀大权在他手中,
all your
rights is in his hand, yeah.
All your rights is in his hand.
所以你会毕恭毕敬,
so you will respect him.
你会做两面人的,
you will be the person with
你里面能不能就把他给杀了,
although you would like to kill him inside.
你外面你说你的英明的领导, 所以我得了PhD,
but you say that because of your great leading, so that I'm here.
亲爱的朋友, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear friends, dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有发现我们这个人的己是何等可怕?
Have you realized how grateful is our self?
我们这个己是不能碰的,
our self cannot even be touched.
家里面为什么这么多的难处?
Why are there so many difficulties in the families?
因为我们的己受伤了。
Because ourselves are being hurt.
人家稍微碰了我们一下。
If someone just touch us a little bit.
那是你的太太呀。
That's your wife.
那是你自己的先生啊。
That's your own husband.
他就稍微碰了你一下。
They just touch you a little bit.
多少的家庭就因着这一点点的相碰。
How many families because of this little conflict?
这个家就四分五裂。
Then the home gets scattered.
人的己在这段里告诉我们是要被钉在十字架上的。
It tells us here that one's self has to be nailed on the cross.
神绝不改变你的己。
God will never change yourself.
你不要以为神要把你改变得更好。
Don't think that God will change you to a better person.
神把我们的己完全地钉死在十字架上。
God nailed ourselves totally on the cross.
如果我们的己不被钉在十字架上。
If our self cannot be nailed on the cross.
你到哪儿都是问题。
You become a problem no matter where you go.
你就是信主了也成为教会的问题。
You become a problem of church even after you believe in the Lord.
谁都碰不起我们呢。
Nobody can even touch us.
谁都说不起我们呢。
Nobody can argue against us.
我们总是自高自大。
We're always being self-centered.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters,
痛苦就把人的己显出来。
Sorrow manifests ourselves.
苦难把人的己显露得一览无余。
Suffering manifests ourselves.
人家都好待你的时候，你当你好待别人，对不对？
When other people treat you well, of course you treat them well.
你稍微受点难处。
But if you experience little,
你稍微经历点痛苦。
You experience a little bit of suffering.
你发现你里面那个痛苦的泉源就流出来了。
Then you realize the origin of the suffering flows out.
所以这里面给我们看到何等的荣耀。
So we see how glory is here.
十字架是人类最大的苦难。
The cross is the greatest suffering of people.
这里面给我们看见神他就是爱。
We see here that God is love.
在基督里面他不仅仅爱我们。
In Christ Jesus, not only He loves us,
他就是爱的本身,
He is love Himself.
那么到了最后一段,
and the last part,
告诉我们爱永远都不失败,
it says that love never fails.
爱胜过一切死亡的权势,
love has overcome all the power of death.
我们的主他从死里复活,
our Lord has resurrected from the dead.
你知道我们主的复活, 他不是灵魂的复活,
we know that Lord's resurrection is that not the resurrection of the soul.
它是身体灵魂的复活。It's
the body, soul, and spirit.
你知道什么叫做死亡吗？
Do you know what is death?
死亡并不是不存在了。Death
is not mean, not existing.
那是无知的说法。That
is not knowledgeable.
死亡乃是一个人的灵魂不能够再和他的身体在一起。
Death is that one's soul can no longer be together with his body.
你知道什么叫地狱的痛苦吗？
What's the suffering of the hell?
就是一个人的灵魂再也没有一个身体。
It's that one's soul no longer has a body.
这是死亡的捆绑。
That is the bond of death.
这是死亡的权势。
That is the power of death.
但是爱冲破了死亡的权势。
But love has overcome the power of death.
这个爱比死还坚强。
The love is stronger than death.
主耶稣他从死里复活。Lord
Jesus has resurrected from
death. 他乃是身体的复活。That
is the resurrection of the body.
是我们每一个信他的人都得到这样的盼望。Each
one of us who believe him received this hope.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。Dear
friends, dear brothers and sisters.
苦难因着主耶稣的得胜。Suffering
because of the overcoming of Lord Jesus.
不仅不成为人的难处,
not only that it's no longer a difficulty of man,
但成为多少人的祝福,
but it becomes the blessing for many.
这里面说, 耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
It says that the what Lord pleases will be prosperous in his hands.
亲爱的朋友, 信耶稣不是消极的。
Dear friends, to believe in Jesus is not being pressed.
不是说就是来对付我们的罪。
It's not just against our sin.
不是说就只是来把我们的己给除掉。
Not just to remove ourselves.
福音乃是积极的。
Gospel is.
福音不是以我们为中心的。
Gospel is not us-centered.
福音乃是以神的旨意为中心的。
Gospel is to be God's will centered.
当一个人从己中被释放出来的时候，
When one is being set free from the self.
当我们今天蒙恩得救的时候，
When we receive the grace and get saved.
我们不再为自己而活，
We no longer live for ourselves.
你不再为这世界的享受而活，
We no longer live for the joy of the world.
你不再为你那些情欲的爱好而活，
We no longer live for the lust.
乃是为了神的旨意而活。
But we live according to God's will.
当我们这样活在世上的时候，
As we live on this world like this,
每一个苦难的时候，你都看见耶和华的膀臂。
Through every suffering, we see the arm of Jehovah.
你看见多少的弟兄姊妹，他们经历了很多的苦难。
We see so many brothers and sisters suffer.
他苦难越深，那一个见证就越明亮。
The more suffering they went through, the brighter is the testimony.
我相信我们每一个人都有这样的经历。
I believe that each one of us.
如果你接受这个复活的生命，
if you receive this resurrected life,
如果你看见神是以这样的爱来爱了我们，
if you see that God has loved us with this great love,
在我们的生命中定规你会有这样的经历。
Then in our life you will have this experience.
你一定会看见耶和华的膀臂。
You will see the arm of Jehovah.
请原谅我做一点自己的见证。
Please forgive me to share about my own testimony.
我那个时候在做学生。
When I was your student.
我住在那个公寓的里面。
I live in an apartment.
那么因为公寓很小，所以我一个人一套房间。
The apartment was very small, so I had my own room.
过了一段时间，我们的那个manager 不知道他想了什么一个想法。
After a while, our manager had some thoughts.
他就在每一个房门的门口呢，就摆了一个垃圾桶，对，一个垃圾桶。
He put a
trash can.
He put a trash can before each of the rooms.
他的意思是说，每个人呢，你们就把你们的垃圾放在里面，他来帮你收，很好的心思。
He means that he will collect the garbage, and then you just put your trash into those garbage cans.
那么，当然这是很好的事，当我们就把我们的垃圾就放进去，然后他就帮我们倒掉。
Of course, it was a nice thing, so we put all our trash inside, and he came to throw the trash away for us.
那么我坐在那一排的最中间。
And I live in the center of the hall.
那么，下面就是楼梯。
There were stairways downstairs.
我那个时候，放学然后我就去聚会。
I went to meetings after school.
那么到了很晚的时候，我就回来了。
I came back when it was late.
我就发现我的那个垃圾桶已经满了。
I found that my trash can was full.
我就感到很奇怪。
I was surprised.
我还没放任何东西呢。
I didn't even put anything in.
我的那个门口的那个垃圾桶已经满了。
But my trash can was full.
头一天这么满，第二天还这么满。
It was full the first day, so was the second day.
天天都这么满。
Every day was full.
反正我就知道是别人放进去的。
So of course I knew that other people put something in.
所以那个楼道上所有的人都把他们的垃圾桶放在我的门口。
All those people who live on the hall put their trash into.
当然，这放一下没有问题，对不对
？Of course, it was okay. Just put there.
难处在这里。
But here's the difficulty.
休斯顿的天气是非常非常炎热的。
It is very, very hot in Houston.
你们在这边可能不大容易想象。
Maybe you cannot imagine here.
而且呢，我们住的地方猫跟狗是最多的。
And also, where we live, there are a lot of cats and dogs.
等到了。早晨或者有时候下雪的时候，那个垃圾桶就被打翻了。
The trash can is being turned over in the morning or after school.
所有的垃圾都在我的门前。
All the trash are before my door.
非常的有味道。
It smells really bad.
就每一天我放学，我要踩着垃圾回到家门。
So I had to went back home after to step on those trash.
而且我知道谁往里放。
And I knew who put there.
这一溜上的人我都认识。
I know all those who live on the
street. 晚上你听见咚咚咚一响，你知道他们就来放垃圾了。
When you heard the footsteps, you know they put the trash here.
然后赶紧跑回去，一关门就没事了。
And they ran back as if nothing happened.
那我就在神面前就祷告。
I pray before God.
我不知道你感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
我不知道你怎么做。
I don't know how you do.
我也不知道。
I also don't know.
我说主，为什么这样的事临到我身上？
I ask, how come this thing happened to me, Lord?
难道我好欺负吗？
Is it because I'm so easy to get this by?
我的个头也不小。
I look pretty strong.
为什么这样？
Why is that?
我里面一直有一种的感觉。
I always had a feeling.
所以里面有很多的强烈的感觉。
I had a very strong feeling.
恨不能里面有一股怒气发出来。
I would like to express my anger.
我祷告了很长的一段时间。
I prayed for a long time.
可能估计有一个多月的时间。
More than 1 month.
每一天你都这么要经过。
I have to experience this daily.
这个日子不好过。
It was not a smooth life.
好，感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在有一次的这个晚上我祷告的时候。
One night as I pray.
当我祷告的时候，神就遇见我。
God met me as I pray.
他让我看见，其实在我里面的跟那外面垃圾桶里的是一样的。
He let me see that what's inside of me is the same as what's in the trash.
我俯下来。
I bow down.
我感谢我的神。
I thank my God.
我说主，我明天下了雪，我把它扫得干干净净。
I say that I will clean it after school tomorrow.
那么我放了雪。
After school.
我准备好了要来扫垃圾。
I'm getting ready to clean the trash.
我抬头一看，所有的垃圾桶都不见了。
As I looked, all the trash cans got moved away.
那个 manager 把他们又都收起来了。
The manager collect them back.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
苦难让我们看见的不是苦难。
Suffering, what suffering let us see?
苦难给我们的不是痛苦。
What suffering gives us is not sorrow.
苦难乃是让我们看见耶和华的膀臂。
Suffering is to let us see the arm of Jehovah.
如果你这样经历几次耶和华的膀臂。
After you experience the arm of Jehovah several times.
你还怕谁呢？
Who would you fear?
你在地上你还怕什么呢？
What would you fear on earth?
你难道你怕你明天没有吃的吗？
Would you fear that you don't have something?
你难道怕你明天没有喝的吗？
You're afraid you don't have anything to drink tomorrow?
你难道怕这个世界都来反对基督徒吗？
You're afraid that all the world come against the Christians?
你怕任何的灾害吗？
Are you afraid of all the famines?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends.
这一位爱的神。
This God who loves.
他就是他的膀臂。
He is his arm.
他的爱就是他的膀臂。
His love is his arm.
借着这些至暗至清的苦楚。
Through those light and suffering.
他为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
He has accomplished the glory for us.
这是神的福音。
This is the gospel of God.
神的福音永远不是以我们为中心的。
The gospel of God is not us-centered.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他不会在他旨意以外的苦难临到我们身上。
He will not let those suffering outside His will.
如果你今天在苦难的里面，
If you are under suffering,
如果有一件事你过不去的话，
If you cannot go through on anything,
你要知道耶和华的膀臂要向你显现。
You know the arm of Jehovah will appear to you.
你要在他那里得到真正的安慰。
You will be comforted in Him.
你要从你的罪和你的己里面被释放出来。
You will be set free from your sins and yourself.
你不再为自己而活。
You no longer live for yourself.
你有一个新的人生。
You have a new life.
一个完全为神而活的日子。
The days that you truly live for God.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹，这是福音。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
这是神今天让我们过的日子。
This is a life that God led us to live.
这是我们来回答这第一节的问题。
This is to answer the first verse.
我们所传的有谁信？
Who has believed our report?
耶和华的膀臂向谁显露？
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
一边一个强盗，对不对？
There was one robber on each side.
他们两个所受的痛苦是一模一样的。
Those two robbers suffered the same sufferings.
我想从前可能他们遭遇的不一样。
Maybe they experienced differently.
但是在那一刻他们遭遇的一定一模一样。
But at that moment they had the same experience.
但是他们两个的结局却完全两样。
But they had two different results.
我不知道你处在什么样的痛苦的里面。
I don't know what kind of suffering you are under right now.
这个世界上可能有人的痛苦跟你一模一样。
Maybe there are someone suffering the same as you.
但有一天你会发现耶稣基督的十字架要把同样痛苦的人分成两半。
But one day you will feel that you will realize the cross of Lord Jesus will separate those who are under the same sorrow into two parts.
有一半他们看见自己的罪。
The one of the half, they saw their sin.
他看见他们是为自己而活的。
They saw they are living for themselves.
还有一半，他们虽然受了那么大的痛苦。
And the other half, even though they went through so much suffering,
他们仍然向神自告。
But they're still highly.
所以你看那个骄傲的那个毒钩就把他们拖到死亡里面去。
So you see the steam of the proudness drag them to death.
亲爱的朋友。 我不知道你在什么样的苦难里面。
Dear friends, I don't know what kind of sorrow and suffering you're under.
我不知道你今天要做什么样的选择。
I don't know which decision you will make.
神是你的神。
God is your God.
神更是你的天父。
God is your heavenly Father.
他在你身上有无限美好的旨意。
On you, He has great, beautiful will.
你愿意回到他的爱的面前吗？
Are you willing to turn back to His love?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
在我们祷告之前，我们还是有一个请求。Before
we pray, we have a request.
如果你今天你来到这里，你听明白了。If
you come here and you understand.
你愿意接受神的爱。You
are willing to receive God's love.
你愿意相信他的爱。You
would like to believe in His love.
你知道他是以永远的爱爱了你。
You know that He has loved you with eternal love.
你愿意让他把你从罪和己的捆绑里释放出来。
You are willing to let Him set you free from the bondage of sin and self.
你愿意过一个真正的人生。
To live a true life.
过一个荣耀神的人生。
To live a life that will glorify God.
如果你愿意。 请你把手举一下，我们为你祷告。
If you are willing, please raise your hand. We will pray for you.
在我们中间有没有这样的朋友？我今天就愿意接受神的爱，请你把手举一下，我们为你祷告。
Please raise your hand if you would like to receive God's love today. We will pray for you.
有没有这样的朋友
？Any friends?
神，他一直爱着你。
God always loves you.
他是你的父亲。
He is your blessing.
他的眼目从来没有离开过你。
His eyes has never left you.
他今天在呼唤你。
He is calling you today.
他让你回到他的身边。
He lets you be back to himself.
如果你愿意。
If you are willing.
如果愿意，请你把手举一下。
Please raise your hand if you are willing.
我们为你祷告。
We will pray for you.
有没有这样的朋友？
Any friends?
请你把手举一下，我们为你祷告。
Please raise your hand. We will pray for you.
这样的朋友，神在等候你。God
is waiting for you.
神爱你。God
loves you.
他是你的父。He
is your father.
如果你愿意，你把手举一下，我为你祷告。If
you are willing, please raise your hand. We will pray for you.
好，谢谢，请放下。还有没有这样的朋友？还有没有这样的朋友？还有没有这样的朋友？我们再等一下。 我们实在相信，没有一个人愿意拒绝这样的爱。We
truly believe that nobody would like to reject this kind of love.
我们相信，每一个人都愿意回到父的面前。We
truly believe that each one of us would like to return to the Father.
还有没有这样的朋友？还有没有这样的朋友？我们再等一下。我们感谢神，我们知道神向着我们的爱不会因着聚会。 这样结束而停止。
We thank God that we know that God's love will never stop because of the ending of the meeting.
我们知道他会一直的来看顾，来保守我们。
We know that He will always keep us and watch over us.
我们下面一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
你没有照我们的过犯待我们。
You did not treat us according to our
transgressions. 你知道我们本不过是尘土。
You know that we are dust.
你永远的爱爱了我们，
you love us with your
天离地有何等的高， 你向着我们的爱也有何等的大。
How far away is heaven and earth, so is the great of your love.
东离西有多远， 你叫我们的罪离我们也有多远。
How far away is the east and the west, so is your let us be our sins.
我们感谢赞美你，
we thank and praise you.
你在十字架上把你的爱向我们显明了。
You have manifested your love through the cross.
愿你的爱天天的来捆绑我们。
Pray that your love always bound us.
让你的爱天天来激励我们。
Pray that your love always encourage us.
让我们不再怀疑你的慈爱。
So we no longer in doubt of your love.
让我们在你面前再也不敢随便。
And we no longer do walk on our own way.
让我们不再为我们自己而活。
So we no longer live for ourselves.
那为我们死而复活的主活。
But live for the Lord who resurrected for us.
主，愿你的爱浇灌在我们的中间。
Pray that your love pour down among
us. 你复兴你的儿女。
Revive your children.
你祝福每一个寻求你的心。
Bless each heart that seeks you.
让我们都来爱你。
So that we come to love you.
都把自己奉献在主的手中。
We sacrifice ourselves unto your hand.
你得着我们这个聚会。
You gain this meeting.
让我们这个聚会成为你自己爱的见证。
So that this meeting become the testimony of your love.
让许许多多的人因着你的爱都降服在你的面前。
So all those people who will prostrate before you because of your love.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Pray that you listen to our prayer.
这样祈求是靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.